हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 1
ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री भगवानुवाच इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्यामि अनुसूयवे ज्ञानविज्ञानसहितं यज्ञात्वा मोक्षैः शुभं श्रीभगवानुवाच इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्यामि अनुसूयवे ज्ञानविज्ञानं सहितं यज्ञात्वा मोक्षैः शुभं.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jashla Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence."
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Saksharan Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yiti Naminim नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देश तारिणी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
हरे कृष्णा. नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 1. द श्लोका Krishna saying a very important factor is that we should be non-envious to hear, to read, to understand about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we will never learn anything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So first qualification required to understand Bhagavad Gita is non-envious. So when we are hearing in the non-envious with association of the devotees, when we understand Bhagavad Gita, then we will be relieved completely from all the miseries. All the miseries of the material existence. Just like a envious person cannot understand anything. Even in day-to-day life also, if somebody is envious, even during the school also, if the students are envious of the teacher and the student cannot learn anything, so the first qualification should be anasuya way. Anasuya way means non-envious. Even the highly scholar, envious of Krishna, people are saying that they are very, very highly elevated people, but they are very much envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though they are very much envious, they write a wrong commentary. Because of their enviousness, they write a wrong commentary, then they explain in a wrong way. So we should be very, very careful. We should always try to read Bhagavad Gita of the devotee's commentary, which is a bona fide. Other than that, it is all simply a wrong commentary because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one can understand if envious. If somebody is criticizing Lord without knowing, he is considered to be a ignorant and he is a fool. Because just like, for example, if he does not know the person and blindly we should say this is nowadays, if you see, they does not know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they does not know who is a God, they does not know the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, but simply they criticize the saying and so many things, and just like without opening the honey bottle, if you leak, what you can leak? Just like when you are not opening the product, then how can you understand what is there inside? We have to open the product, then you can understand what is inside, then you can comment. Sometimes if you see, many people, they don't read anything, but simply they give only comments. So similarly, the ignorant and foolish kind of people, they criticize the Supreme Personality of Godhead without knowing His activity, the form, etc. So this chapter is called Most Confidential Knowledge. Why? Because a confidential means it is a secret. Confidential, for example, if you say to some friends, you keep this message matter as a confidential means, and he don't reveal to anybody. If he is revealing to somebody, then this cannot be said it is a confidential. So that means confidential means is secretly kept without knowing anybody. But here Bhagavad Gita is available, openly available for everybody. Then why Krishna says most confidential? Because nobody can understand. Nobody can understand. Only the devotees can understand. Even though Bhagavad Gita is available openly, anybody can read and anybody can understand, but only the devotees, they will understand. Other people, they cannot understand anything about the Bhagavad Gita. Just like, for example, if he does not know how to read Russian, then even though everything, they may be written in Russian language, but if he does not know how to read, then we cannot read anything. So similarly, only the devotees of the Supreme Lord, they can understand. That's why it is a most confidential knowledge. Then it is explained about the unalloyed devotional service. In this chapter, Krishna is going to explain about the pure devotional service. That's why also called the most confidential knowledge. Just like example can be given, just like a drunkard person, the drinking person, he is keep on drinking, then he will become a completely expert, and then he can become the drunkard. So similarly, the devotees, they hear more and more. They always try to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Always the ears will be filled with a Krishna Katha, Krishna Rasayanam Biba. Raja Kulashekar Alvar, he says, Krishna Rasayanam Biba. When we drink the nectar of the holy name of Krishna, when we drink the nectar of Krishna Katha, then we will be completely free from the miseries of this material world. So once we, the devotees, are keep on drinking the nectar here, then he become completely enlightened. He will be completely enlightened like a the sun. They will become very, very bright. So the hearing process is a very, very important. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam also by Prahlad Maharaj. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnuho Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. First process out of nine type of devotional service, first one is a Shravanam. Without a Shravana, we cannot do anything. Without hearing, we cannot do anything. Just like a child, what the child does? Always they hear. What is this? Every 24/7, they will be keep on asking questions. Because they are learning. When they are learning, they will be keep on asking the questions. So similarly, we also should learn by asking and associating with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So devotees are engaged in bhakti. Lord understands the mentality and sincerity. When we are doing a devotional service, our mentality and sincerity is very, very important. We cannot just say, okay, without any good mentality, we cannot do devotional service. Oh, I have to do offering, pranams to Krishna. This man is demanding. Krishna is telling we have to offer obeisances. Anyway, we will do it. Oh, these devotees are telling me to do something. So I am forced to do that. Oh, let me do that. So this is the mentality. What kind of mentality we are doing? That is more important than sincerity also. Sincerity is very much necessary. Without sincere, we cannot do anything. So when the devotees are and mentality is very good and he is very, very sincere, then the Supreme Lord, he is situated in everyone's heart. He understands and give him the intelligence to understand the science of Krishna. Because we are engaged in devotional service with a good mentality and sincere, then Krishna will help and he will give tadami buddhi yogam tam yenama upayantite. He gives the intelligence by which they can understand the signs of Krishna. Krishna, chapter by chapter, he is keep on explaining higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Just like a first class, second, first standard, second standard, third standard, fourth standard, fifth standard. It is the subject matter is keep on progressing higher and higher. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna, chapter after chapter, he is keep on explaining higher and higher and higher. The first chapter is called Introduction of the Gita. Then second chapter, Krishna explained about the spiritual knowledge, about the soul and all those things. That is, chapter is called actually Confidential Knowledge. Then chapter 7 and 8, the devotional service, is explained. That chapter is a more confidential knowledge. This chapter, chapter number 9, is a most confidential knowledge because it is explained about the pure unalloyed devotional service is explained in this chapter. Pure devotee is, even though he lives in the material world, for him there is no material pain at all. Just like water and the lotus are there inside the water, but it is untouched by the water. It is not touched actually. So similarly, the pure devotees, they are always engaged in the Lord's service. Even though they are in the material world, there is no material pains. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also says, the person who is executing the devotional service continuously, pure devotees are he considered to be liberated person. Even though he is in the material world, he considered to be elevated. In 10th chapter, 10th chapter also, 10th chapter also Krishna explained, anyone engaged in sincere bhakti is also liberated. So in this text, Krishna, idam jnanam, this word is a very very important. This word refer to 9 type of devotional service. When we do the 9 type of devotional service, idam jnanam means this knowledge. This knowledge refer to 9 type of devotional service. That when we execute the 9 type of devotional service, then our heart will be cleaned. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhavamahadavagni nirvapanam. Cheto darpanam arjanam. The heart will be cleaned. Once the heart is cleaned, then signs of Krishna can be understood. As long as we are not clean, then we cannot understand it. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport, understanding I am Atma is not sufficient. We are not this body. We are not this body, we are spirit soul, which Krishna explained in second chapter. Dehinosmin yada dehi kaumaram yavanam jara tada dehantara prapti dira tatrana mukhyate. We are not this body. We are actually spirit soul. So understanding spirit soul is not sufficient. For the beginners it's okay, but it is a this understanding is not sufficient. So that means we can understand that we are not even understood the LKG subject matter in the spiritual life. Now we know that, at least theoretically we know that we are Atma, but we have not at all realized anything. If the person is realized that he is Atma, then he will not engage in the materialistic activities, and because he knows that he is Atma, so he should concentrate on Atma. So we are all working in a bodily plant form. That means not even we are understood that we are Atma. That means we are not even enter the school. We are in a pre-KG level, like a kindergarten level only we are in. So Srila Prabhupada says this is not sufficient. The understanding we are Atma is not at all sufficient. So one need to understand about the personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his qualities, in his form, his leelas, what is the difference between body and soul, and so many things are there. We have to understand the signs of Krishna. Once we understand the signs of Krishna, then we execute the devotional service, then consider to be the perfect. So as the essence of this shloka is that one should be non-envious, anasuya, because if you are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we cannot learn anything about Bhagavad Gita, we cannot learn anything about the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. So that's why we should be non-envious, anasuya. Then we should associate with the devotees of the Lord to engage in the devotional service. Then Krishna here expresses that idam jnanam. This is the refer to 9 type of devotional service. When we hear this when we perform devotional service, 9 type of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, then our heart will be cleaned. Once the heart is cleaned, the science of Krishna can be understood and realized. Once the science of Krishna understood and realized, then all the miseries of the material world will be vanished. So Krishna going to explain them very, very wonderful. This from this chapter to till 12th chapter, Krishna is going to pour the nectar after nectar about the devotional service, and it is very easy to hear and very easy to speak also. So speaking about the devotional service is very, very easy. Speaking about like a yoga and impersonal mayavadi, these are all most difficult subject matter to speak and even to hear also. So hereafter is the only nectar. Krishna will pour nectar like anything about the sweet devotional service, which definitely will be enjoy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.